Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of Moses parting the sea with God's help, which is seen by Christians as a symbol of baptism and salvation. Today's Bible passage is from Exodus chapter 14, verses 21 to 22. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove back the sea with a strong east wind all night long and turned the sea into dry ground. The waters were split so that the Israelites entered into the midst of the sea on dry land, with the water as a wall to their right and to their left.
Let's dive into one of the most awe-inspiring miracles in the Bible, the incredible parting of the Red Sea. Picture this. They were trapped, with the sea blocking their path and an Egyptian army hot on their heels. It was a dire situation indeed. But then, in steps Moses. He stretches his hand over the sea, and what happens next? The Lord works his magic, orchestrating a powerful east wind that blows throughout the entire night. Can you even fathom witnessing such a spectacle? The waters before them split, creating a dry pathway right through the center of the sea. Imagine the mix of fear and awe that must have coursed through the Israelites as they embarked on this extraordinary journey. But here's the real showstopper. Can you believe that there were walls of water on both sides of their path? It's as if nature formed a watery fortress protecting the Israelites as they walked on dry land. Talk about a breathtaking experience. Now, why is this story so significant to Christians? Well, we see it as more than just a historical event. Rather, it serves as an archetype, a powerful symbol of something much greater. Just as the Israelites found their deliverance and salvation by courageously traversing the waters of the Red Sea, we, as Christians, embark on our own symbolic journey through the waters of baptism. In baptism, we discover our true freedom. Just like the Israelites left their bondage in Egypt behind, we leave our sins and burdens submerged in the water. It's a profound spiritual encounter that mirrors our salvation through Jesus Christ. And remember how the Egyptian army was crushed by the overwhelming rush of water? In a similar way, the waters of baptism wash away our sins, offering us cleansing and redemption. We bid farewell to our old selves and transition into a new life. Isn't it incredible how this parallel between the parting of the Red Sea and our baptism speaks to the transformative power of faith? Just as the Israelites experienced an astounding deliverance, we are also privileged to witness God's awe-inspiring power at work in our lives when we place our trust in Him. As we journey through life, let's make a conscious effort to remember the remarkable faith and unwavering courage of Moses and the Israelites. Let's remind ourselves to trust in God's immense power to part the metaphorical seas in our own lives, leading us to a place of genuine freedom and salvation. So, my friends, let the story of the parting of the Red Sea serve as a constant reminder that miracles do happen. They may not always come in the form of dramatic sea-splitting events, but they manifest themselves in various ways, big and small, in our lives. And as we navigate the ups and downs of our own personal journeys, let's hold on to our faith and trust that God's power is always at work, ready to lead us to new levels of deliverance and transformation.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the awe-inspiring stories of your miraculous power recorded in Scripture, such as the parting of the Red Sea. As we reflect on these accounts, we are reminded of your faithfulness, your provision, and your unwavering love for your people. Lord, just as you parted the waters to deliver the Israelites from bondage, we ask that you would part the obstacles in our lives that seem insurmountable. Grant us the courage to trust in your power, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. May the symbolism of the Red Sea crossing and our baptism resonate deeply within us, reminding us of the freedom and redemption we have in you. Help us to walk in that freedom each day, leaving behind the burdens of our past and embracing the new life you offer us through Christ. Guide us, O Lord, through the storms of life and lead us to the promised land of your eternal kingdom. May your miraculous power continue to work in our lives, transforming us from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing this moment of reflection and learning together. May the blessings of peace, wisdom, and grace be with you always. Take care, and may you continue to share the light of love and understanding with those around you. Farewell.